Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Itihasam imam punyam. Itihasam imam punyam. Chitraketo Mahatmanaha. Mahatmyam Vishnu Bhaktanam Srutva Bandhad Vimuchate Itihasam Imam Punyam Chitraketo Mahatmanaha Mahatmyam Vishnu Bhaktanam Srutva Bandhad Vimuchate. Please chant. Mataji's. Itihasam, history. Imam, this. Punyam, very pious. Chitraketo, of Chitraketu. Mahatmanaha, the exalted devotee. Mahatmyam, one, sorry. What does that say? Containing glory. Vishnu Bhaktanam, from the devotees of Vishnu. Srudva, hearing. Bandhat, from bondage of conditional material life. Vimuchite, is freed. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Also, we're requested to read the previous verse and the subsequent verse. So we'll read the previous verse now. My dear King Parikit, you inquired from me how Vritrasura, a great devotee, took birth in a demoniac family. Thus, I have tried to explain to you everything about this. Chitraketu was a great devotee, Mahatma. If one hears this history of Chitraketu from a pure devotee, the listener also is freed from the conditional life of material existence. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The historical incidents of the Puranas, such as the history of Chitraketu explained in the Bhagavat Purana, are sometimes misunderstood by outsiders or non-devotees. Therefore, Sukadev Goswami advised that the history of Chitraketu be heard from a devotee. Anything about devotional service or the characteristics of the Lord and his devotees must be heard from a devotee, not from a professional reciter. This is advised herein. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's secretary also advised that one learn the history of Srimad Bhagavatam from a devotee. Yaha Bhagavatapada Vaishnaver Sthane. One should not hear the statements of Srimad Bhagavatam from professional reciters, or else they will not be effective. Quoting from Padma Purana, Srila Sanatana Goswami has strictly forbidden us to hear about the activities of the Lord and his devotee from the mouths of non-devotees. Avaishnava mukod girnam putam harikatam ritam shravana naivakatavyam shap u chishta jata payaha. One should not hear anything about Krishna from a non-Vaishnava. Milk touched by the lips of a serpent has poisonous effects. Similarly, talks about Krishna given by a non-Vaishnava are also poisonous. One must be a bona fide devotee, and then he can preach and impress devotional service upon the listeners. Mukam karadi vachalam pangum langai te girim jat kripa tamaham bande shri gunam dinakaninam. The second line of the verse is explaining that. Yeah, we'll read it after this. Thank you. Remind me at the end, just in case we forget. Very important. But I'm saving that for the last. Third line says, Mahatmyam Vishnu Bhaktanam, that you have to hear the glories of devotional service and Srimad Bhagavatam from a devotee. There it is in the verse, and Prabhupada comments that in the purport, one should not hear the statements of Srimad Bhagavatam from a professional reciter, or else they will not be effective. And the quote is there from Padma Purana, which we'll discuss. I was in Kathmandu. We have a nice temple there, just on the foothills of the mountain range behind Kathmandu. Nice temple there, gardens, and a river, Vishnumurti River. And it'd be pretty cold taking bath in the Vishnumurti River now. Anyway, it's very enlivening. You take bath in that mountain stream in the morning, right beside the temple. Very nice. So we were there one day, and we have a gift shop with all the usual devotional paraphernalia in the ISKCON gift shops. And we were sitting there in the garden, and I noticed that one young man was there, and his appearance struck me because he was dressed very elegantly, wearing a nice dhoti, in South Indian style, and he had a nice kurta, and he had long hair, dark hair, well oiled. Actually, I was thinking of Pundarik Vidyanidhi when I saw him. And his features were very, very attractive, right? Young. And he was surrounded by several followers. Actually, later in the discussion, he revealed that he likes to buy the ISKCON dhotis, and that's why he was there. So as is often the case, those devotees in foreign bodies, we attract the attention of the local people. So he was inquiring, he came and wanted to speak. And I was rather interested in what this person did. Rupesha, President Kathmandu Temple. So I was rather interested seeing these followers, and he was so young. And so I asked, I said, sir, what do you do? And he said, I am a reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So we may not have come across in the Western countries professional reciters of Srimad Bhagavatam. However, such people do exist. And on that day, I was fortunate to meet one. Story doesn't end yet. This is just the beginning. So I was, because we always hear Prabhupada talking about professional Bhagavatam reciters. So I was interested, what was this person like? So I thought I would ask a few questions about Srimad Bhagavatam. and listen to the responses. O learned assembly, listen carefully. This is a very instructive narration. So I asked, I said, Pandit Goshai, may I ask you a question? He said, yes. And he was there, and the followers were there, and a few devotees were there with us. It was kind of like a little Shobha assembly. I said, my question was, Pandit Goshai, can you tell us the purpose of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? Can you tell us what is the purpose of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? Naturally, a person who's reciting Srimad Bhagavatam is going to be able to tell us what's the purpose of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So I thought that was a good question. What is the purpose of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? So upon hearing my question, he immediately began to consult with his senior students. There was some consultation going on. Now, before I reveal to you what his answer was, here we have many learned scholars of Srimad Bhagavatam present. So let me inquire, I could select people, but I won't do that. I'll ask for volunteers to tell us, someone can tell us with reference to the Srimad Bhagavatam directly. You have to mention the verse, or a verse, which explains the purpose of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyone like to? Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, that's true, but I'm asking with reference from Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah. Navin Nirada Prabhu. Very good, very good. So, by Nittam Bhagavat Sevaya, in other words, hearing, Nittam Bhagavat Sevaya, Bhagavati Bhakti Bhavati. The result is that Bhagavati, unto the Lord, Bhagavati means unto the Lord, bhakti, devotion, bhavati, manifests, or is aroused, or is awakened. That's the purpose, Srimad Bhagavatam. Any other? Keshavi Madhuji. What comes after that, the next line? Very good, very good. Bhavanti, rit, karna, rasayana. that Mama Virya Samvit, when we hear, we discuss Mama Virya, here we're discussing the glories, Mama Virya, the glorious pastimes of the Lord, Mama Virya. This is a little too loud. It's all right? Mama Virya, it's all right for you? Mama Virya Samvat, the complete discussions of my glories, Satam Prasangam. When you hear that in association of devotees, Bhavanti, there develops, or there results, Rit in the heart, Kar in the ear, Rasayana, a taste, an attraction, Rasa, Rati, attachment. So even new devotees, that verse, Bhagavati, Bhakti, Bhavati, that verse, everybody knows. I was thinking every devotee, any new devotee can answer that question. What's the purpose of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? Sakala sharana shreshta e pach anga. Sadhu sangha nam kirtan bhagavat srabon maturava srimurtira shradaya sebon. Mahaprabhu specifically emphasizes 5 items of the 64 items of sadhana. Sakala shadana shreshta, of all the items, these are the best. E pacha anga, these 5 items. Krishna prema janamaya, e pacha alpashanga. If you do any of these 5, Bhagavat Srabhan, Krishna prema janamaya. Janamaya means it produces, the birth of, it produces, it creates, it generates Krishna prema. Krishna prema is produced from, is the result of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. The purpose of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is to revive, to cultivate love of Krishna. Dharma projita kaitava atra parama ninamat saranam satam vedyam vashtavam atra vashtu shivadam tapatrayan mulanam Srimad Bhagavate mahamune krite King Vaipara Ishvara Sadhya Ridi Avarujyate Atra Kritibi Shushubik Takshanat. Ishvara Sadhya Ridi Avarujyate, the Supreme Lord immediately, Sadhya, Ishvara Sadhya Ridi Avarujyate, becomes established in the heart. Atra Kritibi Shushubik Takshanat, immediately, by the regular cultivation of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's very clear what the purpose of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is. So the response that professional Bhagavat reciter gave was astonishing. I was shocked. And I expect that you'll be shocked too. After consulting with his students, his senior students, he said... And then he said, actually, he was honest. He said, actually, I do not know what is the purpose of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, but I recite Srimad Bhagavatam because I get paid to do it. I was shocked that he could say such a thing. How could you say such a thing without any feeling of embarrassment? I get paid. I don't know what is the purpose of it. I do it because it's good. It's good money. So he explained to me that he's just come from a program somewhere in the village area, because Nepal is still a very pious country, especially in the remote areas, but it's quickly being degraded. So the people there, he was explaining that they were opening a hospital in a remote place, opening a hospital, and so they wanted people to attend the opening function. So therefore, they hired him and his team of professional Bhagavatam reciters to be at that place for 7 days and recite Srimad Bhagavatam so that all of the local pious people would come. And in that way, the opening of the hospital would be successful. So he mentioned to me that in this way, one after another, he travels and does various such events of speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, getting paid for this purpose. So we can see that why Sanatana Goswami and Padma Purana and Iyer Prabhupada and Bhagavatam itself is actually emphasizing this point of discriminatory approach. Putam Harikatamritam. Even though the Harikata is putam, it's pure. Avaishnava Mukut Gyunam. Sravana Navakaitavya. You should not hear it from the mouth of a non-devotee. Even though the Harikata is pure, you should not hear it from the mouth of a Vaishnava, because it becomes like sharp uchishta by jatapaya. It's like drinking milk which has been touched by the lips of a serpent. I was just listening to Prabhupada this morning. He was lecturing, he was mentioning this. He was saying that snakes are very fond of milk. Very fond of milk. And sometimes the snake charmers give milk and with bananas, and he said, and that increases their venom. Although not described here, but I thought that was very significant. Because actually it's even more dangerous when you hear Srimad Bhagavatam from a non-devotee than when you just hear some mundane things. Because their poison is becoming more dangerous, because it's in the guise of Krishna Katha. And therefore we don't realize, we may be attracted and we may be allured. We may be enchanted by the Krishna Katha, and in that way the poison can go deeper into the heart. Anyway, that's what I was thinking about this morning. The analogy of poisonous milk touched by the lips of the serpent. It kind of like, it's like a booster that carries it right into the bloodstream, the milk, if you drink the milk. An agent that carries the poison. So it matters. The consciousness of the speaker has an effect. And just as you can become poisoned, like Prabhupada saying, there is no effect. There will be no effect. What is the use? Because the consciousness, the association of the speaker is going to affect. So all those people, they'll be somewhat purified, but they won't be properly. They won't be sufficiently purified to change their lives like they would if they heard from a speaker who was a devotee. Apni nar korle shikhano na jai eito siddhanta gita bhagavat gai. The conclusion of the Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita is that apni nar korle shikhano na jai. If you're not personally applying in your life, your teachings will not be effective. Shikhano na jai means that they will not go. Your teachings will not have effect. And similarly, the converse is, if you are practicing, then when hearing your mama virya samvad, when you glorify Krishna, that will have an effect on entering the hearts of the hearers and change them, purify them, as is the actual identified purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, we heard Madhuji, satam prashangam, when you hear the glories of the Lord spoken in the assembly of devotees, Bhavanti, then there you feel Ritkana Rasa. You feel attraction. Your dormant affection for Krishna becomes nourished. As Mahaprabhu said to Rupa Goswami about developing bhakti, he said, first you get the beach, Bhagavan Ajiv, Bhakti Lata beach, you get it, but that's not the end. Then Mali hoy sei beach, Mali hoy kore. You have to become a gardener. Mali hoy kore sei beach aropan. Aropan means you have to cultivate. Shravan kirtan jale koraya shechon. You have to grow. The bhakti lata, it is grown. It is cultivated. It is nourished by shravan kirtan jale, by hearing from a person who has that bhakti. And that will nourish your own feeling of devotion. You become inspired. Become inspired to surrender, to progress, to achieve Krishna, to serve Krishna, to please Krishna and Vaishnavas. As a result of hearing from somebody who has molded their life in that way. And therefore, Lord Brahma says in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Brahma says to Krishna in Lord Brahma's prayers, often quoted by Prabhupada, Jnana Prayasha Rupasya Namanta Eva. You have to give up all other processes. Satmukaritam bhavadiya vartum. And you have to hear bhavadiya vartum. You have to hear the glories of the Lord from satmukaritam. From the lips of a person who is pure. Satmukaritam. From the lips of a person whose acting on the spiritual life, whose life is spiritualized. It's sat, sat mukaritam. When you hear from them, yei praya asho, ajita jito, api asi traistri lokam, you can actually conquer the Lord. This is the process. So therefore, the whole effect of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is greatly minimized when we're hearing from a professional reciter who has no real application of the principles in his life. Even Prabhupada, in the preface, in the introduction to Bhagavad Gita, he's explaining, he's responding to a question that, Swamiji, there are already so many Bhagavad Gitas available, 700 were there, Prabhupada commented. Why we need another Bhagavad Gita? Because all of those Bhagavad Gitas were not written by the devotee of Krishna, they were all written by professional scholars. And therefore, Prabhupada explains that even though Krishna is proclaiming all over the place, Mam Eka Sharanam, even though all of those Bhagavad Gitas are available in the marketplace, no one is surrendering to Krishna. No one is becoming a devotee of Krishna. Because the full impact, the full purpose, the full purport of Bhagavad Gita is not being achieved with that type of hearing. Therefore, a devotee, Prabhupada says, I am presenting the Bhagavad Gita as it is, as Krishna spoke, without a ulterior motive. When you study Bhagavad Gita, you'll see many examples of this, that actually without Prabhupada's purports, you will get a major misunderstanding. And Prabhupada, he regularly does this. Krishna actually says many confusing things. But Prabhupada's purports are so clear that actually Krishna waits to the very end when he says, Sarva dana parijagya mamaka, he says, Srinume parama vacha, you hear my supreme instruction, everything else not so important now. Sarva dana parijagya mamaka sharanam, give up everything else, surrender unto me. But Prabhupada doesn't wait till we get to the end of the book before he says that. He says it almost on every page. Because actually he understands that's really what Krishna wants. Sa evayam maya teja jogaproktu puratanaha bhaktosi me shaka cheti rahasyam hi eta uttamam. Because you are my devotee, rahasya, you can understand. And in those purports, Prabhupada, beginning of the fourth chapter, Prabhupada so much emphasizes, you have to hear from a devotee. Evam param praptam. It's not that from anywhere you get it. You have to get it from a person who is actually properly acting. Like, for example, there is one verse in the third chapter where Krishna says, Na buddhi vedam janayet joshayat karma shanginam, not to disturb people who are attached to fruitive work. He says clearly, do not disturb them. And in the purport, Prabhupada says, actually, we do disturb them. He says, even though Krishna is saying here not to disturb them, we do disturb them because we know what Krishna really wants. He says, Krishna is saying not to disturb them, but he doesn't really want that. We know what he really wants. So therefore, so the purport actually explains, otherwise you'll be confused. In the purport to that verse, that's 335, Prabhupada says, the devotee is more merciful, more kind than the Lord. The devotee is more kind than the Lord. So therefore, how important it is to hear the Krishna Katha from a devotee. And so many examples are there, and Krishna is saying in the second chapter, Samatvam, Joga Uchite, become equipoised. Sangam Chatva, give up the results of your work. And Prabhupada is saying in the purport, give the results to Krishna and become Krishna conscious. Krishna is saying, become equipoised. Prabhupada says, think of Krishna. Krishna is saying, give up the results. Prabhupada in the purport says, give the results to Krishna. So we can see that because Prabhupada is a devotee, then his Bhagavad Gita has such an impact on the world. And Krishna's actual intention of speaking Bhagavad Gita is realized when it's heard through the lips of a devotee. So much this is important. And here the verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is once again emphasizing that we have to hear the Bhagavad Gita from the lips of a Vaishnava. Actually, in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was one incident when Sriman Mahaprabhu he actually dealt with a professional Bhagavatam reciter. Would you be interested to hear a little about that? In the 10th chapter of the Adilila, Prabhupada explains that Devananda Pandit was a professional, Prabhupada writes, he was a professional reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like his interpretation of it. And in that purport to Chaitanya Charitamrita, 10th chapter Adilila, Prabhupada goes on to briefly explain a story which is fully elaborated in the 21st chapter of the Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Bhagavat. The chapter being entitled The Chastisement of Devananda Pandit. So we can hear a little bit from that chapter, because it's very relevant today. An example of Mahaprabhu dealing with this. Devananda Pandit was residing in Kulia Gram, which is in Koladip, modern Navadip city, the other side, not far from Navadip railway station, Kulia. And he had ashram there. And it describes Shikani Devananda Pandit Erbas Paramashu Shanta Vipra Moksha Abhilash, that he was a very peaceful Brahmin, Shushanta Vipra, and he was Moksha Abhilash. He was desiring impersonal liberation. And from childhood, he was attracted to Srimad Bhagavatam. And very renounced and living like a sannyasi. But because he was devoid of devotion, in his Bhagavat Katha, he regularly praised dry austerities, renunciation, and impersonal monism. Now one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his associates was walking along the road just outside the ashram of Devananda Pandit, and Mahaprabhu heard Devananda Pandit's recitation and explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Mahaprabhu explained, he responded to his devotees, "What kind of explanation can this fellow give? Bhagavad arta kona janma na jane. He does not know the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam in any of his births. Granta rupe Bhagavad Krishna avatar. The Srimad Bhagavatam is an incarnation of Krishna in book form. A betar bhagavate kon adhikar. What qualification does this fellow have to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam?" Mahaprabhu was rather angry. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, devotional service is described as the ultimate goal, and the four Vedas declare that Srimad Bhagavatam is a manifestation of ecstatic love. Prema Roop Bhagavat Charived Gai. Prema Roop Bhagavat Charived Gai. This fellow never mentions devotional service in any of his explanations. Watch now how I tear up his book today. And saying this, Mahaprabhu began approaching the sitting place of Devananda Pandit with the intention, in a very angry mood, of tearing up his Bhagavatam. And the devotees, they restrained Mahaprabhu from doing that. And Mahaprabhu continued in his angry mood, glorifying Bhagavatam. Mahachincha Bhagavat Sarva Shastra Gai Ihana Bujiya Vidya Tapa Pratishthai. The Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahachincha Bhagavat, Mahachincha, it is full of inexplainable glories. It is the most sublime literature. Ihana bujiya vidya tapa pratishthai. But this cannot be understood by academic learning, austerity, or reputation. Ihana bujiya tapa vidya tapa pratishthai. One who thinks I understand Srimad Bhagavatam, one who thinks I understand Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahaprabhu explains, does not actually know the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, Bhagavat Tatta Prabhu Kohe Kroda Besh, in an angry mood, Mahaprabhu established and proclaimed the truths of Srimad Bhagavatam. Shunya Vaishnav Gan Mahananda Besh. And hearing this, all the devotees were overwhelmed with ecstasy and bliss. Now the situation occurred one day, this is before Mahaprabhu was walking that day on the road in Kulia, that Srivas Pandit was present in a Bhagavat recital of Devananda Pandit. This is before Mahaprabhu was there. Actually, before the appearance of Mahaprabhu. Before the appearance of Mahaprabhu. Way back in the past. And he was hearing the words of Srimad Bhagavatam, even though it wasn't spoken by a devotee, still, because Premanjana, Charita, his eyes are so much filled with love of Krishna, any slight reference to Krishna would cause him to become overwhelmed with feelings of affection. So hearing Devananda's recital of Srimad Bhagavatam, he became overwhelmed and began crying and sighing deeply. And the students of Devananda, who were similarly academics and devoted devotion, they became disturbed. What is this? Making a noise, groaning, sighing, crying, disturbing our studies. Just get rid of him. And they conspired together and they picked up Srivas and they threw him out on the road. And Srivas, he came to his while this was going on, he was like overwhelmed with love. And then being thrown on the road, he came to his external consciousness and in a depressed mood, he went back to his house. So later, another time, Mahaprabhu was wandering along the road again near Devananda's ashram. This was after Mahaprabhu had begun the Sankirtan movement and was preaching. And he saw Devananda again one day. Devananda darshan hoile shmaran. And he remembered that offense that Devananda had performed to Srivas Thakur. Krodha mukhe bale prabhu shochira nandan. And Sachinandan, he became angry seeing Devananda and remembering what he'd done. And he said, Devananda, let me tell you something. Now you are teaching Srimad Bhagavatam to everyone. Srivas, who even the Ganga desires to see, was once hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from you. What offense did he commit that your students threw him out? Is it proper to throw someone out on the street who, after hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, cries in love for Krishna? I can understand, Mahaprabhu continued, that even though you teach Srimad Bhagavatam, you have not realized its purport in any of your lifetimes. After hearing Mahaprabhu's words, Devananda just felt ashamed. And he was speechless and he returned to his home in distress. In this way, that chapter of Chaitanya Bhagavat ends. Madhya Kanda, Kota Jaina, Amrita Kanda, Jay Kota Shunile Guchi Antar Prashanda. Anyone who hears this description, Amrita Kota, this nectarian description from the Madhya Kanda, their tendency towards atheism in the heart is immediately destroyed. So later, Devananda Pandit actually received the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But would you like to hear how that happened?
Yes.
Okay. So there was one great devotee named Bhakrishar Pandit, who is famous and described in Chaitanya Charitamrita for his dancing in kirtan. He was a prema bhakta, absorbed in love of God, and sometimes he would dance incessantly. There's a description, one time he danced for 72 hours. You know how many? That's 3 days. Maybe we can dance for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and then that's it. 3 days, day and night, non-stop. That's absorbed in kirtan. That's absorbed. So he was residing at the ashram of Devananda Pandit. And seeing his character and seeing his devotion, Devananda's heart became purified, became softened. And he became attracted to devotion to Krishna, devotional service and bhakti as a result of the association of Bhakrishar Pandit. So Bhakrishar Pandit would hear the kirtan And many people from the area would gather around, big crowds, and watch him dance. Watch him dance in ecstasy. And Devananda Pandit at that time, he would take a stick in his hand and he was in charge of crowd control. And he would prevent people from disturbing Vakrusha Pandit. And in this way, he served Vakrusha Pandit. So, 5 years after taking sannyas, Mahaprabhu, he again came back to Navadvip, 5 years after taking sannyas. And the story is there. Mahaprabhu was fully, in Mayapur, different pastimes, Nimai Pandit, he was concealing Chamna Avatar. He was concealing his Aishajya. And then, even in Puri, he was a devotee. He came back and then he was fully bestowing prema. And at Vidyanagar, the house of Savabhama Bhattacharya's brother, we go there on Purukam, Vidyanagar, he was there. And people were coming from Mayapur, they were crossing the Ganga, tearing up banana trees, and boats were sinking and swimming, all somehow or other crossing the Ganga to get to Vidyanagar. And Mahaprabhu came on the balcony and said, Haribol, Haribol, that was enough. So then all of a sudden he was in the house of the brother of Savabhama Bhattacharya, and all of a sudden he left. He couldn't be seen, and all the people were accusing Vidyavachaspati, you're keeping him inside. What sort of you call yourself a Brahmin, but you're so greedy, you're so selfish. Why are you not munificent? Why are you not sharing? You're keeping it all for yourself. And Vidyavachaspati says, he's not here anymore. He left. We don't believe you. Let's tear his house down. So somehow they got news that Mahaprabhu had gone to Kulia. This place where Devananda had his ashram, Mahaprabhu gone to Kulia. And Mahaprabhu was there, and then all people were coming. Mahaprabhu was forgiving all the offenses. This Chappal, what was his name? Gopal Chappal, he came. And Devananda Pandit also took the opportunity. That's why that place is called now the place Aparad, where the Aparad, what's it called? Manjan, where the Aparad's forgiven. That place, you can go there. So Mahaprabhu said, when he saw Devananda, that you are able to see me today because you served Vakrusha Pandit. And then he began to instruct Devananda. While teaching Srimad Bhagavatam, you should not explain anything else in devotional service. He began to glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. In the beginning and the end of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is nothing but devotional service. In the middle, in the beginning and the end, no inauspiciousness can be present in any home in which Srimad Bhagavatam is kept. Bhagavat pujile Krishna puja hoy. If you worship Srimad Bhagavatam, you're worshipping Krishna. Bhagavat pat shravan bhakti moy. By reciting and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, you become full of devotion, bhakti moy. Prema moy bhagavata Sri Krishna anga taha kahe jotogopya Krishna ranga. All of the confidential qualities and activities and knowledge of Krishna are revealed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Go! Mahaprabhu gave him the order. Cholo tumi jaha addapak koragiya Krishna bhakti amrit shabai bujiya. Go and preach Srimad Bhagavatam everywhere and educate the people in Krishna bhakti. And this way Devananda Pandit became a great preacher of Srimad Bhagavatam following the order of Srimad Mahaprabhu, and was able to similarly turn so many conditioned souls to the path of bhakti. Actually, interesting to note that Devananda Pandit is an eternal associate of the Lord. He's actually, Prabhupada describes in the purport, he is actually Bhaguri Muni, who is service is reciting Vedic literature in the house of Nanda Maharaj. So thus, we can conclude that his whole leela was simply meant to teach humanity at large the importance of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from a Vaishnava. And he acted that in his life. He enacted that principle in his life in order to teach that very important principle. And his appearance day is the Ekadasi after the next one in early January, first Ekadasi in January. So you can remember, you can reflect on the significance of this leela on that day and today. So that brings us to the end of the chapter of Mother Parvati curses Chitraketu. And the final verse is, one who rises from bed early in the morning and recites this history of Chitraketu, controlling his words and mind and remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead will return home back to Godhead without difficulty. Srila Prabhupada ki? Kantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Shri Sinditai Gaura Pramanandi Hari Hari Bhagavatam. Thank you.